재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
It's the longest running radio show in TBS EFM history.
Oh my gosh, the Steve Hatherly Show? Wow, I started listening when I was in high school. And now I'm a mother. I listen with my baby.
Funny, hilarious. And I'm chatting.
Steve Hatherly? Is he still on air? Oh my god, he must be like a really old man now.
Steve? 누구? 나 스티브 몰라.
Steve Hatherly Show, 대박!
I really enjoy listening to Steve Hatherly Show. Why? It's fun. Fun and fun.
It's full of interesting news around the world, information of life, and I love all the music they play.
Steve is funny and has a lot of energy. I can learn English from the show.
I love Steve Hatherly Show.
The Steve Hatherly Show.
Hour number two of the Steve Hatherly Show. You're listening to us on EFM 101.3 in the Seoul and its surrounding areas. GFN 98.7 in Gwangju, 93.7 FM in Yeosu, 90.5 in Busan. Thank you so much for staying with us for hour number two on this Friday afternoon. It's the 11th day of February for this year. And today, we have a fun little question. Part one, part two. Which celebrity or public figure would you want to be your teacher? That's part one. Part two, which subject would you want them to teach you? Fun, right? Think about that. Share your answers. Pounder sharp 1013. That will cost you 50 or 101, depending on the length of your text. You can DM us at Instagram by searching at the Steve Hatherly Show. Leave us a comment at our YouTube live stream. Go to YouTube.com and search TBS EFM Live or the Steve Hatherly Show. Both of those searches will send you straight to us. You can log in there, leave us a comment there, and doing that might get you one of the 10,000 won coffee vouchers that we will give out before the end of the show. We'll find out which celebrity will be teaching you which subject after Studio Killers, Jenny.
Here's what I think.
Hi, my name is Hankyul, and I want Ryan Reynolds to be my teacher in business. And the only reason why is because I love Ryan Reynolds. I mean, come on, the man is gorgeous. And the fact that he appeared on my favorite show as a friend of a main cast who is in an investment banking. So I know for a fact that he is business savvy in an acting way. But mostly because I would like to think that Ryan Reynolds would be the only one who can make light of a heavy, heavy and difficult subject as business. And if you were to teach it, I will take it so religiously. And who knows, maybe I would have been able to make sense of the economic situation that is ravaging the world right now. So, Ryan Reynolds, ring me.
Here's what I think.
Hello, I'm Riley from Seoul City. I want Leonardo DiCaprio to be my teacher, English teacher specifically. There are two reasons. First, when I watched his interviews, I felt that his articulation and sentences were very accurate and good. I think many people think this, as there were many comments on his YouTube interview clips complimenting his articulation. So I really wanted to learn English properly from a native speaker like him. The other reason is kind of personal. My favorite movie is Titanic, and ever since I've watched it, I became a huge fan of him. So I think I'll be very attentive and hardworking in his class.
Here's what I think.
Well, hello, 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 everybody. My name is Bree, and I'm currently living in Seoul. My favorite celebrity is Blake Lively. So if I had to choose a person to teach me something, to become my teacher, I would choose Blake Lively to become my baking teacher. Although Blake Lively is this stunning actress who is very kind and loving, which I've heard of, she's really good at baking and cooking as well. And I recently started baking, and it's fun, but it's not fun. But I think learning from my favorite celebrity would make the process so much more fun, because many people are expecting for me to bake something for them. So with a little bit of her help, I think I would be able to actually bake decent food for my friends. Thank you.
Baking with Blake.
Oh.
There's your class title right there.
Welcome to our master class. Good stuff.
Don't say those words. That triggers me.
Oh, no.
Chess.
Gary Kasparov. I'll tell you what my answer isn't. I wouldn't take a chess class from Gary Kasparov again, because I've already done that once. Blake Lively. I always get confused on who Blake Lively is.
Ryan Reynolds' wife.
Oh, yeah.
Did that really clear it up?
Well, I can't picture her.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Gossip Girl. Oh, you didn't watch Gossip Girl.
No, I've never watched Gossip Girl. I always get her confused with John Krasinski's...
Emily Blunt.
I always get Emily Blunt and Blake Lively mixed up with each other.
Blake Lively.
Blake Lively.
Green Lantern.
Oh, she was in that. If you could just capture sunshine and put it in a person...
Lovely compliment.
I feel like that's her.
That's Blake Lively. Wow, what a great compliment that is.
Yeah.
Baking with Blake Lively. Do you agree?
Well, if she's good at baking, and, you know, if it's one of your favorite celebrities, why not?
Mm-hmm. Put them together. Mm.
That'd be fun.
Thank you, Ray, for your answer. Riley wants Leo to teach her English because Leo is pretty articulate. And also she enjoyed Titanic.
He does have a unique way of speaking.
Yeah.
I mean, he does articulate well.
Did you watch his newest film?
Don't Look Up?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, I did.
Thoughts?
Good.
Yeah.
He didn't get an Oscar nomination, apparently. Kind of snubbed by Hollywood a little bit. People are a little surprised by that or upset by that. I don't know. I didn't expect, watching that movie, I didn't expect Hollywood to say... Wow, here's 25 nominations for Oscars, though.
Wait, Leo got 25?
No, I'm saying he didn't
get
any. But when I watched the movie, I didn't expect it to get any, really.
Yeah. Also, you guys, he climbed in and slept in a horse. Like, anything you do after that.
See, if you want to have that conversation, for all the films that he could have won an Oscar for,
this is not
it. The Revenant was not the one. He said like seven words the whole movie.
It was a lot of quoting, though.
I think if anything,
just throw him a bone.
Yeah,
just take
the Oscar. You deserve it. You look cold. Thank you, Riley. Hangul wants, did I get that right, Hangul? He wants Ryan Reynolds to teach him business. That would be fun. That would be a fun class.
Yeah.
I think you can make anything fun.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, one of the funniest people around. He does have his own gin company.
Yes, he does.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So it wouldn't be a stretch at all for Ryan Reynolds to teach a business class. He could talk about his own experiences selling his own line of alcohol, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So who would you want to teach you and which subject when we think about celebrities? 7524 says, I think it would be nice to have Steve as my history teacher. Yes, you, Steve. You're so much fun to be with. History could be boring, but if you teach it, it's going to be hilarious.
That's a compliment.
That is a lovely compliment. That would be a fun class, and it would also be very inaccurate.
So pulling out dates.
It depends on how you like to have your history. Some people like accurate depictions of the past.
Overrated.
Some people don't. I'm more on the latter side. But yeah, we'd have a good time. Yeah. Sometimes I miss my teaching days.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I haven't taught since 2008. It's been a long time. But yeah, I used to teach in universities here, and I really do miss it sometimes. It was a lot of fun.
Oh,
yeah. Angie, you want to pick one here?
Sure. 7734 said, 영국 배우 에디 레드메인한테 뜨개질이랑 요리를 배우고 싶어요. This person wants to learn knitting and cooking from the British actor Eddie Redmayne.
That's a new word for me. Kechil is knitting.
Knitting
and cooking from Eddie Redmayne.
That is very interesting.
Does he knit and cook?
Maybe he does.
I don't think he does, but I don't think it matters in this context.
Oh, gotcha. It just needs to be Eddie Redmayne.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, 2381 says, Jimin of BTS, he or someone like him, should have been my PE teacher when I was a middle schooler. Then my memory of middle school would be much better now.
Jimin of BTS teaching physical education in middle school. Yeah, I suppose people who weren't really into sports would have a much better time in PE class if Jimin were one of the teachers.
Yeah. I don't know about like my favorite celebrity being my PE teacher, though. Because, you know, it's like anytime it's like working out.
Yeah,
you're like sweaty, you're panting, you're out of shape.
And I suppose.
I don't want to show any of that to someone that I admire.
That's a good point.
That is a good point. Angie, how did you do in your school physical education classes?
Not so well, but I will say my high school PE teacher was so hot.
Whoa.
Wait, can I tell this short story?
Sure.
So hot. And some of the girls, the bad girls at my school, they went to a not appropriate establishment for high school students.
Okay.
And they saw him there. So the next day they came back and they're like, we saw you there. And he said, no, that's my twin brother. He really has a twin brother.
No way.
I saw him at graduation. There are two of them.
Oh, wow. Double the hotness.
I thought that was so funny because it sounds like the lamest excuse ever.
Right.
Yeah,
that's funny. Jin Young says, I would be so happy if Colin Firth was my English teacher. I like his smile and his exact British pronunciation. I could listen to him talk all day long.
Yeah.
Colin Firth, yeah.
He was the guy in King's Speech.
Yes.
He was also the guy in King's Men.
Yes.
A lot of King's movies with Colin Firth.
Very true.
I didn't love him in King's Men. People really liked him in that role. Uh-huh. I prefer him more in the
King's Speech version.
He was incredible.
Yeah, he was good.
He was incredible. I don't know if he won the Oscar for that or not, but he was certainly deserving of it.
Yeah.
I like him in the Bridget Jones's Diary type roles.
Yeah.
The kind of dorky, nerdy.
I did like that.
But yet still really charming guy.
Yeah.
Love Actually, he was in there too, right?
Yes, he was.
He learned Spanish at the end of the movie fell in love.
I love that character.
Yeah, right. Angie, another one.
2450 안젤라님이랑 스티브님이 선생님이면 정말 재밌을 것 같아요. 스티브님은 편안해서 수업 듣다 잠이 올 것 같긴 해요. That's a compliment, I think.
You have to say, I think it's a compliment, it's probably not the strongest endorsement. What does it say?
Well, they said that they would like to learn from you and I. They think that'd be fun, although they do have some qualms thinking that because you make everyone feel so comfortable, they may fall asleep.
Oh, that's, yes. Okay. Thank you.
It's like, thank you.
Hey, can you wake up? It's like, I'm sorry, 선생님. You just make everything so comfortable.
Oh, I'm just so... Oh, this is so comfortable, Steve. Can you pass me that blanket and pillow, please? Of course.
Good stuff.
Let's do another one. Jonghaerin, Kate.
It came up with one person in my head so vividly. I would pick Steve Jobs as a debate teacher.
Okay.
It seems like he will accept any wired ideas from anyone because he is likely to consider that as a creativity without preconception. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, I'm never going to pick Jobs for costume design class or something. We all know that he always appeared in public in the same clothes with the black turtleneck and the jeans. And still, I'm sorry, he doesn't exist anymore, but his legacy remains in all everyone's hands, pretty much. For your information, I am not involved with that fruit cell phone company.
just FYI.
Yes. Not endorsing anything.
Hayden wants us to know that she doesn't actually work. That her message was not an advertisement. That's a really great way to put it, though, is that his legacy remains in people's hands. I like that. That's very poetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve Jobs would be a good person to take a class from, but I do agree with you that Maybe fashion design.
Not so much.
Probably not the class you want to take.
Maybe instead of debate, it actually might be better to have like a branding class with him. Because he did make and create one of the biggest brands on this earth. He himself is a brand in that turtleneck sweater and the jeans.
Oh, that's true.
That is very, very true.
Yeah.
All right. Great answer so far to our question. Many more messages, but we'll save them until later on in the program. When we come back, I've got my personal recommendation for you this week. I'm so excited about it. It's such a unique design for a program, and it's really, really funny too. I'll tell you about it after this. Requested by Jin Young, it is Changbom Jun, 당신과는 천천히.